Sam's watching matches at the minute where I think we're either something's just not quite clicking, which we've said before, or we've run over some black cats and broke some mirrors or whatever. It's just it's difficult to put into words how to really describe what's going on in certain games at the minute, really.
Seems to be in every game, Steve. Seems to be that we are creating the opportunities. There's nothing wrong with anything that we're doing, really, in the play. Tonight, first half, they've had two shots and scored two goals. We've probably had four or five, well, more.
Yeah,
five or six.
Zach pulled off some good saves.
I'll just keep saying it, but all we can do is keep working as hard as we can and keep believing. The great thing about this club is, and we've just witnessed it there at the end, that support was absolutely phenomenal, absolutely out of this world, and the players need to really start appreciating that, because in the second half I think they give their all. First half, it's just one of them where you're scratching your head every single time we make the smallest error, and I mean the smallest error, it ends up in the back of our net. So, what we've got to do is make sure we cut them out. So sometimes, maybe it's down to us wanting to let the players have the freedom to play. I think the first goal, as it's dropped to Tom Davis, 9 times out of 10 teams in this league will just put a foot through that and put it back on the other back four. Whereas, Tom, because of what we instill in the players, has tried a little ball to Liam Browner that's a fraction out, really. From that, we've ended up a goal down.
And that's football. It's a small degree, isn't it? And you get punished when it's not going for you.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, like I say, the main thing that we've got to do is make sure we stay together. And the support that the players have just received then coming off the pitch was absolutely outstanding. And I'm sure when I'm having a chat with them, they really need to start appreciating that and really, showing how appreciative they are of it.
It's weird because the frustration we're all going to share, the players, you, the whole management, the fans, everybody, because it's not like we can turn around and say, we're losing these games because we're not good enough. We've got lads who've won this league, we've got lads who've, won, the league above and whatever. We know the players are there. It's just that frustration, isn't it?
It's unbelievably frustrating. You want to try and stand in my shoes.
Exactly, absolutely.
But it'll change. It will change. Whenever it may be, I'm certain that there's no reason why that squad of players there can't go on an unbeaten run of a good few games.
Absolutely, yeah.
When we do that, which I'm sure will happen, then the confidence will go through the roof. At the moment, they're obviously feeling down and feel as though the world's against them, which is quite understandable. But we'll make sure that they quickly get that out of their minds and get focused on doing the things that we are doing, because at times we play some great football. At the end there, we've had to force it a little bit, and we still like creating chances. It's summed up in it when Matt Morwing goes around the goalkeeper with the
smacks the post. Yeah, exactly.
His header, it hit the bar.
Yeah.
Bounces down, there's a scramble. If that's in front of our goal at the minute, it'll go in.
Absolutely. Injury wise, obviously we've lost two again tonight by the looks of it.
It's terrible. Jones looks as though he has definitely broke his arm, but just depends on how bad the break is. Whether they'll need an operation to pin it. Chris Worsley, just after assess, there's some problem behind the back of his knee. But we spoke about the squad, and it'll be used.
And finally, Saturday, it's back to cup football with a trophy. Does that make it slightly different in that it's a one-off game, and it's Whitney who we've already played this season.
I think the mentality we need to be adopting at the minute is that they're all one-off games, and approaching each one in the same way. So it's a chance for us to hopefully firstly bring a few quid into the club. Which is